just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into Thursday, January 16th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Welcome on into the show. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. Please don't send me any video links, long stories. Cannot do those during the show. Send those to me after the show at 12 noon. Got a great one lined up for you today. Lots of activity happening in Washington, D.C. Lots of things happening in Lansing. It's back to normal, back to business. Democrats attacking the new Republican Speaker, Matt Hall. Quote of the day coming from the communist Democrat, Kerry Renegans, from the People's Republic of Ann Arbor, urging House Speaker Matt Hall to take the next step in reforming legislator activities, banning this revolving door of former legislators becoming lobbyists. What they basically do, folks, is they get elected, they go down to Lansing, they serve their 6 years in the House, 6 years in the Senate, or 8 years in the Senate in the past, excuse me. Now it's 6 and 6, 12 total, any combination thereof. Once they serve 6 years in the House, if they didn't get elected to be the state senator for their district, they became a lobbyist. If they like working in Lansing, if they like being paid as a former representative, understanding the sausage-making process, they would get hired by these associations. Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly, ever since he's out, term-limited out as Lieutenant Governor, he's been the president of SBAM, the Small Business Association of Michigan. President, leading that group, simply because of his political connections in Lansing. Well, she made quote of the day to MERS News Service when she said, and she's referring to Matt Hall, anything he says, he can just prove. He's the speaker. He can tell LSB to draft bills. I mean, like, literally, put it up, prove it. I love being in the minority. Little sarcasm, little gig at Matt Hall, because this is something that they have been talking about doing but never did for years. So let's see if that's something Matt Hall is willing to entertain. Let's see if it's something that he's willing to do. I absolutely agree with it. I think there should be a 10-year ban where any former state representative or state senator cannot get hired to be a lobbyist for 10 years. If they're really that good of a legislator, give them 10 years to go back to the private sector, and then let's see if he still has political connections in Lansing. My former state representative, Tristan Cole, term limited out, majority Florida leader, now our insurance agent over in Bel Air for Farm Bureau, still has connections in Lansing. Wait 10 years, see what happens, see if he wants to go back or if he's going to stay in the private sector. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Oh, once upon a midnight TV, you woke with something in my head. I couldn't escape the memory.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one, little housekeeping on some of your text comments. Officer Rick is a school cop today in Genesee. Appreciate him checking in and monitoring Simple Radio for us. The app is working loud and clear. Jeff, over in Oscoda area, They do that in business all the time, so you can't influence the competition against the business. So I think it should also be that way in Lansing, talking about term-limited legislators being immediately hired to be lobbyists. Influence peddling is basically what it is. Jeff, what you're referring to is a covenant not to compete. You're not going to use trade secrets against the business you're leaving or selling by going into business using the proprietary information that you learned over the years, but it's somewhat similar. I get your message totally. Let's see. Greg O'Neill talking about top of the hour news. Governor Gretchen Whitmer says the state is running out of money for roads. Well, she had a $9 billion surplus that she squandered. Unbelievable. Now she's whining about not having any money. Well, guess what, Greg? Funny you bring that up. Because at 7:44 this morning, Speaker Matt Hall updated his road funding proposal. Still, without raising revenue, taxes on us, the people. But now he wants to use $3.1 billion instead of $2.7. Kind of an interesting little dynamic going on, tit for tat, between Governor Gretchen Whitmer whining to the media, immediately responding, Speaker Republican Matt Hall. Hall's initial plan dedicated $1.7 billion of corporate income tax from roads, but in a press release states that upon review, the number actually looks more like $2.2 billion. The way it breaks down from the corporate income tax, $500 million eliminating the mega credits, $500 million preventing legislative earmarks, $600 million from the Census Revenue Estimating Conference projecting higher than expected revenue into Lansing, eliminating and pulling $500 million from the Strategic Outreach and Attraction Reserve Fund. That's one of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's money laundering schemes, the SOAR Fund. $50 million from the expiring Revitalization and Placemaking RAP program. It's dying. It's sunsetted. It's going away. Well, pull that money into this pot. $50 million that would have been deposited into the also expiring Housing and Community Development Fund. Hall is proposing that the remaining almost $1 billion, $945 million, would permanently be dedicated from all motor fuel taxes directly to road funding. His press release says that eliminating the gas tax and replacing it with a motor fuel tax. That way it doesn't matter whether it's gas or diesel. Would go entirely to roads. $700 million would be dedicated to the roads so they don't feel the funding shift. Hall also mentioned investing in water and sewer infrastructure, establishing a public safety trust fund, funding law enforcement and emergency services, cracking down on earmarks, lame duck reforms, and the revolving door of legislators becoming lobbyists as priorities for House Republicans this term. This morning's press release came after Governor Gretchen Whitmer renewed her call to develop a long-term road funding solution with a mixture of revenue increases and spending cuts. Okay, Whitmer, let me just flat out tell you. Let me tell you how we the people feel about more taxes being charged to us No. We're not going to do it. We refuse to pay any more taxes in this state, period. You have got an overinflated budget now. And like Greg said, and many others have said, Eric Nesbitt, the minority leader in the state Senate, who just announced for governor in 2026, he said the same thing. You had $9 billion at your discretion. $9 billion. And what did you do with it? You just basically peed it in the wind, giving it to your friends, your corporate buddies, and special earmark pet pig pork projects for state senators and state reps to be able to go back to their districts and say, look at what I did. Look at what I did for you. I still have not gotten an answer from Senator John DeMoose. I've asked for it, never gotten it. $15 million to study fresh water in Traverse City. What? You got to study fresh water. Then I come to find out that he got millions of dollars for a brand new, I believe, first one in the state of Michigan, at least up here in northern Michigan. They now have a curling center in Traverse City. You know, I call it basically the European-Canadian sport of curling, where you're throwing rocks on ice, using brooms to sweep. You know, it's in the Olympics. They got a curling center now in Traverse City. And part of it was done with funds. I was told Senator John DeMoose was influential in getting that money from Lansing. Instead of spending the money on roads, we're studying fresh water for $15 million, and I don't even know how much money went to that curling center. You can't make this stuff up, people. The other component to this comes at a time when the Michigan State House of Representatives are controlled by the Republicans. Matt Hall, Speaker, 58 Republicans to 52 Democrats. Well, they want more money for roads. Hall says, we've had this plan out there for years. Folks, this goes all the way back to Jace Bulger, Kevin Cotter, Tom Leonard, Lee Chatfield, Jason Wentworth. These Republican speakers have had this plan forever, going all the way back to 2010. 15 years. Lansing has had this on the board. Well, guess what? We are going to absolutely going to get this done now. In a double play, not just the top of the hour news, probably it'll still be in there at the bottom of the hour too, Governor Gretchen Whitmer suggested a new payroll tax cut. Payroll tax cut to entice the big auto companies to stay in Michigan, and a mixture of new revenue. Nope, not going to do it, Governor. Sorry. Along with state spending cuts as part of a long-term road funding solution during a special address that she gave yesterday morning at the Detroit Auto Show. The speech was dubbed The Road Ahead. The governor's roughly 20-minute speech had a state-of-the-state light feel with local dignitaries, a couple of Detroit Lions references, and a crowd of a few hundred spectators looking on at the atrium of Huntington Place. The speech set the table for the presumed upcoming negotiations with the House-led and Democratic-controlled Senate over economic development and road funding before the State of the State address, which is not scheduled, but is rumored to be given later this winter. Well, of course it's going to be given later this winter. It's January or February when they usually do it. Governor Whitmer said, this cannot wait. This is a serious moment. Right now, the future of the entire auto industry is at stake. The very core of Michigan's economy is on the line. Notice how she's catering to the auto industry at the auto show in Detroit. I got to tell you, man, this woman, she's good at PR. While mentioning her desire to work with President Donald Trump. Yeah, right. Your desire? You desire to work with President Donald Trump. Yeah. The person he referred to lovingly in the past is that crazy woman from Michigan. Yeah, she really wants to work with the president now. Of course you do. Going to be the president for the next 4 years. His vice president, J.D. Vance, running for president in 2028. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. And don't let me forget in my next segment to talk about Secretary of State nominee. Unbelievable. Senator Rubio. Senator Rubio from the state of Florida being drilled yesterday. Question in his Senate confirmation for Secretary of State. Marco Rubio, little Marco, yeah. Well, he's going to be a fantastic Secretary of State. We'll talk about that next half hour. Whitmer used the speech to warn the incoming administration that using tariffs as a one-size-fits-all strategy to control trade hurts us all. Whitmer, you don't know what the heck you're talking about. You don't get it. Our founding fathers put tariffs in the Constitution. We did not have income tax back in the day. We charged tariffs on other countries' goods, products coming into the United States. You are an absolute idiot. You have no idea what you're talking about. So stop doing it, please. Warned the president about tariffs. Give me a break. Whitmer struck a decisively bipartisan tone throughout the speech, pushing for solutions to keep automakers in Michigan who are at greater risk of leaving Michigan for warmer climates. Apparently, 12 million European auto industry jobs are at risk as companies subsidized by the Chinese government threaten to crush the core of our Michigan economy. I got to wrap this story up and then get into the hearings in Washington. Donald Trump's nominations for his cabinet. 5 in the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big